The company says it will launch robots into orbit around Earth and, I'm not joking, latch onto asteroids that are passing by and then dig or scrape metals from them. Eric Anderson is one of the company's founders.
You don't have to run through a bunch of detailed calculations to realize that a small-ish asteroid has an extraordinary value if you find the right kind.
An asteroid that could fit inside the Museum of Flight could be worth $100 billion if it contained enough platinum and gold and other rare metals. That was the company's excited pitch to media and supporters in Seattle. The company is called Planetary Resources, and it already employs about 24 people in Bellevue, where it plans to manufacture its equipment. The first phase calls for sending an array of small space telescopes into orbit, which will then search for promising asteroids. They say the telescopes could be launched within 2 years. It's not the first company to talk about mining in space, but it does have deep-pocketed backers, including the co-founders of Google and former Microsoft executive Charles Simoni, who's been in the news himself for blasting into orbit as a space tourist. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.